Velvet Love Story. We made my myself at conference in Washington, D.C. and spent half an hour before the main Pasadena to meet at a conference in the very same hotel. I got to the ballroom in time to hear the end of Bucky's lecture. I, in awe of this little man in his 80s with his clear mind, deep wisdom, and boundless energy. At the end of the talk, we walked together through the underground parking lot to his airport limousine. I've got to go to New York City tonight for another presentation, he said, looking at me with an anxiousness that I had rarely seen in Bucky. You know, Anne, not doing well. I'm very concerned about her. We hugged. Bucky Fuller had once confided to me that he had promised his wife Annie to die before she did so that he could be there to welcome her when it was her turn. I took the comment as a hope, not a commitment, which showed how greatly I underestimated Buckminster Fuller. Shortly after Bucky's presentation in New York, he was informed that Annie had lapsed into a coma in a hospital in Los Angeles. Doctors felt there wasn't a good chance she would regain consciousness, so Bucky took the first flight he could get. Upon arriving in Los Angeles, he went immediately to Annie's bedside. Sitting beside her, he closed his eyes and quietly died.